Managing Sales Dog Emotions. Part of the difficulty that comes with dealing with passionate, high-performance people is that they are often run by their emotions. Sales dogs are under a great deal of pressure to perform. Management expectations, peer pressure, the genuine desire to win, and financial pressure will combine to form a very potent and emotionally charged environment that must be managed with skill and forethought. As a great sales dog, you have to know how to motivate yourself, especially when you just want to stop the world and get off. You have to know that there will be good days and bad days. It is critical to understand how to deal with the range of emotions that you or your sales dogs will go through. Emotional mastery is one of the most valuable and essential skills any great sales dog must learn. I have never seen a great sales dog, a great performer, a great team, or a successful individual who became great without pressure. It is only under pressure that inner resources can be tapped and the confidence and ability of the individual can flourish and expand. Pressure is the laser beam of excellence that will elevate you to a whole new level of possibility by building the neurological bridges from I might, I can, I must to I did. Never fear pressure. Greatness was rarely ever forged without it. Pressure is how nature evolves. It is how new structures are formed. It is how we grow as individuals, teams, and civilizations. It is not always something to be feared or avoided. It also does not always have to be painful if you understand how to work with it. No matter how beneficial the end result is, the reality of pressure in the moment can cause discomfort and stress if you do not know how to deal with it. If you are a mentor, director, manager, or sales dog yourself, you must find ways to release that pressure before it becomes harmful to either you or your team. As a sales dog, you have to first address the emotions in question before you engage in another activity, especially sales activity. In a profession where being upbeat and optimistic is critical for success, this despondent mood can prove catastrophic to your sales. You can't force someone or yourself to be happy and positive, but one of the great advantages of being human is that we do have control over our own emotions, and we can find unique and creative ways to positively affect the way we feel. When your emotions run low, pick a strategy that gets you into action that will set you up for small victories. Go and call on a good customer or user of your product or service. Talk to people who already love you and your service. You will find that your mood and energy will change quickly. Get physical. Go for a good long run or visit the gym. Go and sit on the beach and get connected to nature again. What about making a tape of all your favorite music? Lively, motivational dance tracks that get you pumped up and feeling good. You'll be amazed how energized and empowered you feel afterward. When you are on a high, when everything seems to work, you are in the zone. This is when you find money in your pocket. People open doors for you and everyone loves hearing from you or learning about your product. This is the time to make even more calls. Take full advantage of this Midas phase and call anyone and everyone you can. You will be surprised at your effectiveness and the amount of sales you will amass during these times. Resist the temptation to kick back and rest on a win or two. You will lose the momentum, and it may be very difficult to get it back. If you have to continually restart your sales effort from a standing start, you will expend significantly more energy than if you just keep it going. Never allow it to stop. Keep moving and milk those highs for as long as you can. Bone for the managers. As a sales dog manager, it takes a great deal of finesse and skill to help your pooches enter a more healthy and resourceful frame of mind. With your sales dogs, you have to move quickly. Address the issue and then let it go. Don't let your anger or frustration linger, or you will just make matters worse, and you risk breaking their spirit and losing their loyalty.